It's become one of the main drug trafficking routes out of Ecuador. The Pacific Ocean via the small fishing villages that line the coast. It's through here where around 70% of the drugs produced in Colombia and Peru are smuggled out of the country. Yolanda Bermejo's son is serving a prison sentence for drug trafficking in Ecuador. He's a fisherman and was caught when attempting to move cocaine out of the country aboard his boat.
I didn't know where he was, and then I heard he was in prison in the United States. Since then, it's been a nightmare. I'm poor, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I've taught my children to work to earn their meal, but my son was weak, and he allowed himself to be convinced.
After serving time in the U.S., her son was transferred to a prison in Ecuador 4 years ago.
Today I regret asking my son to be repatriated. I am seeing the killings happening in our prisons, and I don't want my son to be there. He was a victim of the situation here. He is not a drug trafficker.
Prison riots in Ecuador have left dozens of people dead in the past month. The violence is the result of conflict between rival criminal organizations. The government has declared a state of emergency in response. But it's in small coastal towns like Cruzita where the conflict is ongoing on a daily basis. Killings and robberies are on the rise.
Drug trafficking organizations use local fishermen to move drugs out of the country. We're being told that in many cases they're forced to work for them. There's thousands of fishermen who are currently detained in Central American prisons and even in the United States.
This man is a local fisherman. He says he's concerned about rising crime and how it's affecting their ability to make a living. He's afraid to show his face.
It has increased a lot. There are people who will approach you, and there are lots of young people who are getting involved in crime, who want the easy way out.
Ecuador's dollarized economy, ports, and lack of government controls have lured criminal organizations. Andrea Delgado is the mayor of Cruzitas. She believes it's her job to protect the 20,000 fishermen that live in her hometown, because she says the government is not doing enough.
The criminals are better prepared than the government, better equipped with better technology. The state of emergency has a political angle. It's not being done because of delinquency. Delinquency has been ongoing for a while. Many years we have been begging for assistance, help to combat crime and stop drug traffickers.
Ecuador is in the middle of a social and political crisis, which makes it easy for drug trafficking to flourish. Local fishermen are caught up in the fight, leaving their families desperate and in need. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Cruzita, Ecuador.